Hi guys, welcome back to the Zedra Scarlet podcast. I hope you have been doing great. Yes, I know it's been a while, but I am back and slightly better. Yes, I am back and slightly better. Let's go with that. Yes, so I was away just focusing on my life, and life out here just keeps giving me the middle finger. I thought I'd have graduated by now, but when they say we plan and God laughs, yeah, they mean it. And I can only imagine how rib-cracking my life is. Like, for the people who are just viewing me from heaven, they're just like, hoo, 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 hoo. This bitch thought that she had it all under control. But no, that's not what's happening. Yeah. So, on the other hand, I was able to start working and I was able to buy myself a new phone. I am on the way to moving out. Just small wins that mean a lot to me. Yeah, I cannot complain when it comes to that side of my life. Now, since I am on the life update part, might as well update you guys on my dating life. It is very unsuccessful. It is as unsuccessful as the devil trying to seduce Jesus. Yeah, that is how bad it is. But I am to blame. I mean, I stay in the house the whole day like furniture and expect to find a soulmate. I don't know. I guess I'm just expecting God to bring my soulmate to my doorstep and then I get married and live happily ever after, which is quite dumb. But that's where my mind is at currently. On top of that, as if that's not enough, I keep rejecting every single person I meet anytime I'm outside. Every single person I reject, I might give you my number, but it's not gonna go that far. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me. Maybe I am allergic to commitment and I'm not aware of it, or no, I'm not gonna blame myself. I'm just gonna say people out here are walking red flags. Let's go with that. Yeah, I will not take accountability for my small drawbacks. One thing about me is this: as soon as I see a red flag, my head just translates it to "you don't like me." Just small red flag, you don't like me. I don't need even a deep explanation. And someone who doesn't like me, I cannot like them, even if I liked you before. It stops immediately. I actually don't understand people who can actually like people who hate them. Like, the more you hate me, the more I like you. I don't understand that dynamic. This is why I don't see myself thriving with a bad boy type of man. That's not my cup of tea, because most of them don't like people. They don't like people. That's why they treat people like trash. That's by the way my opinion. Even the last date I went out on, which I, by the way, I did do a story time on. You guys should check it out if you missed it. One thing I noted is this: I did see the red flags peaking at the beginning. And then this is when I decided, you know what, I will stop being judgmental, let me give him a chance. Only for me to find a complete mess. By the way, quick recap when it comes to this story. I went out on a date with a guy that told me that he likes taking girls out, especially girls that look good. Yeah. Now that I think about it, it was just pure overcompensation. So we get to the restaurant. This guy moves to the side with the waiter. And there's where he like has a conversation with him. And then he comes back to the table. Kidogo kidogo, like I guess 3 minutes later, a fruit salad is brought, like one bowl. And I'm like, oh, okay. I never ordered for this. And then this waiter comes back to our table and asks us, what else do you guys need? This man that's bringing me out on a date tells him quickly, no, there's nothing else. The whole time just monopolizing the conversation with the waiter. And I guess this waiter wanted to mess him up because, like I said, this date was a mess. This man, this now waiter, kept hitting on me the whole time he came to our table. He even made a joke, even after hitting on me, and said this: oh my gosh, you guys are such a vibe. You guys are couple goals. You should invite me to your wedding. Like, I can't wait by the end of this year you guys to have like moved things along. He was just basically trolling us because he knew this was a pathetic situation. And you know what's funny is this. The fruit salad that was brought to our table, ilikuwa ya mkopo. Tulikula matunda ya mkopo. And the whole time this guy is just busy there, comfortable after just being a fraud. You know, because you may find this fraudulent, but I guess dates are like that. People are just busy being frauds when they're on a date, especially the first date. What's funny is this. This guy that brought me out on a date had the guts to ask me this. Oh my gosh, you look so physically fit. Do you do yoga and something? And all that came to my head was, oh my God, is this why you're starving me? Is this why we're having fruits for lunch? Like, this thing was a complete mess. And like I said, like he took this, he asked for fruits on debt. And that's why he chose this specific restaurant, because he knew someone there. Someone that unfortunately didn't respect him because he is a fake person. Anyways, you guys should definitely check out that story time. I think it was the last episode I released. Yeah. You know what's funny and also humiliating on my side is this. When we were done with the date, so he suggested that we should walk around. Now, while we were walking down this path, as I asked him how old he is, he's busy just dodging the question. We got to a point where we stood. And then that's when he told me his age. And then kidogo kidogo, he says, oh, it was nice meeting you, blah, blah, blah. And then we said bye. And then he clicked to me, oh my God, nimesindikiza uniga. Like, nimesindikiza uniga. Like, oh my God. My God. Yani, I walked him to his street. He never walked me to the car. Like, hey, sikupeleko kuchukua matatu. Mimi, anyway, this was a humbling moment, you guys. It was a humbling moment. On top of that, he dared to suggest that the next time we meet, we should visit a place, rent out an Airbnb and shit. And then he said this. Yeah, see, Airbnbs are like 7K or something. I'm like, huh, okay. I'm like, yeah, they're that price. And then in my head, I'm like, why? Nato api yo pesa Airbnb? We've just come from eating a bowl of fruits. Hey, way. And then the moment he told me that he was actually in debt, and then I start connecting the dots when he said that we're supposed to rent out an Airbnb. Oh my God. Ishibesha shira umako. Like, nani anatoa hii pesa ya Airbnb? Two, I don't even know you nigga. Like, why would I be in an Airbnb with a nigga I don't know? Like, pesa zinatoka wapi? Like, maybe bitches out here are rich, but that's not me. And even if I had that money, after eating fruits, after being starved, you know, this was a humbling moment. Guy, it's funny that right now I am even rejecting the ones who can afford. I once was asked out on a date and I cancelled. Like, I bailed out in the morning. I said no. Once I stated that I wanted it to be at 10 a.m., only to cancel at 8 a.m. Anyway, I don't have anything to say. Yep, that's all for today's episode. Thank you guys for listening to this point. God bless you.